Church Chuck.
Yeah. Oh, that's mine.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
Okay. Okay, we're going to call the order of the meeting of the Mediterranean Community Development District. This is Wednesday, August 16th, 2023. Time is 9:08 a.m. and let the record reflect that all supervisors are present at roll call. Those supervisors are participating by conference call. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Chair. I see we have some neighbors here, so we'll hear from them first. For those of you who are here for the first time, we ask that you keep your remarks to 3 minutes or less, please, and you're welcome to address the board before we move into our business.
I have several speakers.
And there will be a second comment period at the end of the agenda.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Are you saying the second comment is the rebuttal that you get?
No. No. You can speak again if you want. We just try to move our meetings along in accordance with the statute. Okay? If you are...
Robert, it's Ken. Could you ask Alyssa and myself, whoever's speaking from the audience, come closer to the microphone?
I will take care of that, Ken, if you just give me a second.
Thank you.
Okay. If you have an organized presentation and one of you would like to go first, otherwise I'll just call them as I have them here. How would you like to do this?
I'll go first.
All right.
So closer to here.
Mary Ellen?
Yeah, Mary Ellen Vickers.
How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Good. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's nice to see you here for the first time.
It is, yes. I've lived in Mediterra full-time since 2005. I've been a multi-lot owner for 14 of those years, but thankfully now only single lot because the wall was going up and I didn't want to pay $8,000. But anyway, so I am opposing the nature trail for many reasons. One is the cost. We just did the wall. We just did the sports club. We're going to have our dues go up because we're going to have to take on debt for the MCA part of the sports club. So now another thing for us to pay for something that is not needed, is not dire. The second thing is the nature. We're going into the preserved for a nature walk, and we're going to mess up the nature. Do we know if there's gopher turtles in there, burrowing owls? What if part of the construction we have to stop because these animals are there, and then we've invested all this money, and it's at all a loss because then you can't do construction when you have those types of animals? We get bear email texts once a week at least about the bears in the neighborhood. So the bears are going to be on the boardwalk. So you're going to have residents walking on this boardwalk. What is going to happen? You can't say, well, a bear is not going to do anything because it's nature. The third thing is, who's going to take care of the boardwalk? So I guess that's going to go on to the residents taking care of that. So that means our dues are going to go up again for something else. And fourth is liability. Someone's going to slip and fall. Someone may be attacked by something. You know, that's a thing that we have to put on, and it's going to go on to the residents. CDD, I know, has a coverage, but we know everybody that sues, they're going to go another way, and they're going to come after the residents or the MCA. So those are all my things about opposing this nature walk. If you'd like to walk through nature, go to Corkscrew. We don't have to worry about that. You can go to the Greenway down at Vapor Park, beautiful causeway. You can go to the bird tours that the club provides with Brian, and you can go through that, which I've done. It's magnificent to see all the animals. Or you can just walk around the circle and see all the beautiful animal life that we have in Mediterra. So that's fine.
Yeah, I'm seconding what she said, but I might as well take my 3 minutes. I'm Ronnie Hampton, and I live on Red Beacon.
Next is Ronnie. Again, Ronnie, if you don't mind, try and keep it to 3 minutes.
That's why I'm voted down.
Okay.
Just because we can doesn't mean we should. I realize I have not attended CDD meetings. However, I was at the MCA meeting where this was not favorably received. While it has been brought up that I am not fully informed about this issue by someone from the CDD, I would suggest that the full 98% of the community is not at these meetings. But they did receive Mr. Greenberg's $4 million proposal for a three-quarters of the way through the preserve. Nevertheless, the proposal was sent to everyone, and so we all heard the plan. I also know that when a lot of time is spent by a lot of people and someone steps up and says, hey, wait a minute, people get affronted. Examples of that would be the multi-million dollar pizza kitchen and the fire pit. I am reminded less than great planning when I also asked about a particular item in the newly redone entryway to the club, and the response from one of the board members was, we ran out of money, so we went with that. That's one of those unforeseen details in the ever-rising budgeted cost of anything. Sometimes the devil is in the details. With regard to the boardwalk, as indicated, that would improve our property value, I believe that to be an egregious overstatement.
Yes.
The beach club, the sports club, the paddleball, the tennis and golf affect our property values. With regard to the walk being a cut-through, it doesn't go through all the way, according to Mr. Greenberg, ends without going all the way through. With regard to bears only being present with dogs around, that is just not true. And if it were, does that mean we cannot take dogs on the walk? And if we could, then there's dog urination and all kinds of other things that would happen as a result of dogs being there. And, let's see. And as to the reality of the unforeseen, unbudgeted maintenance of it, the slat repairs, the post repairs, and probably closing after dark for safety, the probable needed water station at the end at its fullest length, the inaccessibility of an ambulance. My thought is that overall it is a beautiful idea in theory, but not in practice. With regard to Collier building another community with nature trails for 300 people and rentable cabins, let's remember, that is how they built us. We were around a preserve not to be touched originally. In fact, in the condos, we can't even clear the brush for fire because we can't touch the preserve. Let's remember, that's how we built ours. And last, I understand that the CDD has the authority to build both indoor and outdoor facilities on our property. If that is actually true, why not spend time and money on possibly putting a retractable roof over the pickleball courts so that people don't have heat stroke in the summer? But that's probably equally ridiculous. Not ridiculous is spend a little money taking those stupid rocks off the entryway around the fountain that everybody laughs at when they see it. That won't cost that much. And the idea of taking on additional debt to do this, we have additional debt in just about everything. And the fact that we get a good rate on debt, why would we want more debt on something that is stupid? We just have to know who we are. I know when I hear about Mediterra, I've overheard tables in another restaurant say, Mediterra, that they do things right. What a gorgeous community. I just ask you to consider this. And the fact that we are here to be against something you guys worked on so hard, but you did put it out to everybody. So everybody who's never here stopped and go, wait a second. Maybe that's not the best idea. That's all.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kathy. Next, we have Catherine Ahrens.
Okay, I'm not here to either be against or be for, because I just got involved in it. But my thought is, I'm just going to throw this out, because it would be a lot easier and it wouldn't really impinge upon, I think their neighbors or something don't like it behind their house, that I heard. I don't know. And it's almost makes sense if you think about it. But anyway, I'm going to get to the point. It's the Celestial Park. Why can't we make that a little larger, extend out? Not a whole lot. But first my thought was to do walking paths back in there. But listening to, I don't want to upset any of the gophers or the bears or nature. I don't want to do anything against nature. All I know is I hate walking the circle and the cars, the bicycles. It's not fun. And in this season, you might as well be walking on Livingston out there. It's so noisy with all the cars, and the blowers, the machines, the workers going up and down, blowing the street. And you're not supposed to walk on the golf path because of the liability issue. But it's not, I don't find it enjoyable. I like peace. I like to keep. I like nature. I don't want to disturb or piss off nature. So my thought is, the celestial park is nice. It's quiet. It's peaceful. Let's just make it a little bit bigger. Go back in there, like twice as big. And then, you know, weave in some paths with some rocks so an ambulance can't get to it. If somebody has a heart attack in Celestial Park, you certainly can't get to them. I don't think there's going to be any bears. I've lived here for, 19 years? I've never seen a bear in Celestial Park. So that is my idea as a plan B.
Thanks, Kathy.
You're welcome.
Is there any other public comments? Any other residents who would like to address the board? All right. I'm going to move on to item 3 on the agenda, my comments. I really want to thank the three of you for coming and giving thought to this and talking to us about it. I think it's good to have a healthy debate on the merits of any project. I think there's a lot of misinformation out there, and I don't want anybody to feel I'm picking on them. The project is not going to cost $4 million. What we're proposing is $600,000.
And that's the first third. And it was
Ronnie, this board has not proposed building the mile and a half because it's too costly. So, as I said, I don't want to be picayune, but there's a lot of misinformation out there. As for the rocks, for example, that's not the CDD. We have nothing to do with the rocks on the fountain. Bill Bowden is right behind you. Talk to him about the rocks, okay? With respect to putting a roof over the pickleball court, the club is right behind you. Go talk to Carmen and Vince Burke. That is not us. Okay? So, as I said, and I'm just using that as an example for all the misinformation out there. We have been working on this for, I think, 18 months, if not longer. It might even be closer to 2 years. And the only thing that bothers me, I don't mind, and I will tell you, this was my idea, and I'm in favor of it. I make no bones about it. And I'm willing to listen to all the naysayers. What I really am upset about is all the people who say we have done this in the dark and we have not been transparent. That irks me. Because this has been the most transparent board in the history of the CDD, at least for the last 7 years since I've chaired it. It's in our minutes. Our minutes are up on the internet. Chuck, put our website up, please.
That's where we're at.
Anybody could have read them. Frankly, there are more people here today than have been here for the last 18 months. Okay? So I think it's a good thing that this has stirred up people's interest in the board and what we do. We have sent out letters. We have sent out emails. The minutes are up. Anybody can come and listen to it, either in person or on the phone. So the thing that I object to and resent is the fact that people think we're doing this in the dark and pulling a fast one. We don't do that. Other boards that have some interest in this community may have done that. We do not. Okay? Now, we have said, if anybody had been listening to our last meetings, we are going to do a full survey of the membership. And that is not going to go out until after our September meeting. And then we will bring it back for our October meeting. And that's going to be a decision point for us. So, I understand I've gotten about a dozen emails. Most of them are against, which is fine, but most of them have a lot of misinformation. So the board is going to do its survey. We will send it out after the September meeting, and then hopefully we will get all the results back before our October meeting, and we will discuss it then. And I would urge you all to come to our October meeting. So I am going to propose that we table the agenda item on the boardwalk today so that we can continue with our plan to do the survey and have a decision point in October. Okay? So those are my comments regarding the boardwalk. Item 4, public hearing on the adoption of fiscal 23-24 budget, proof of the affidavit of publication, and consideration of the appropriate resolution relating to appropriations adopting the budget. Chuck, have we had proof? Do you have the affidavit in your package?
Yes.
Behind tab 4?
4A is the, you have a proof of affidavit of publication for both the Fort Myers News Press and the Naples Daily News, since we span two counties. Behind 4B is the budget adoption resolution 2023-07. And the exhibit to that is the actual budget itself in its final form, as it was final tweaked at the last meeting, setting the assessment levels for noticing purposes, since we are looking at an increase year over year.
Open it up for board discussion. Anybody have any issues with the resolution? So we can move to the public hearing.
Could you just say that part about the Fort Myers News Press and the ID?
That's where it was published, because we are in two counties, Monty.
Got it, sorry.
My review of it is it's consistent with what we agreed to at the last meeting, 100%. So I have no.
Thank you, John. I'll entertain a motion to adopt the resolution.
Motion to open the public hearing.
Yes.
Is there a motion to open the public
hearing? Garland makes a motion.
I have a second.
I'll second.
Thank you. All right, we will now move to item 5.
All right,
are there any other comments by the board? Ken, you want to go first since you're on the phone?
Well, wait a minute. Did you call the question? I didn't hear you call
Yes.
Okay, well, my vote on that is yes.
All right, now we're going to open the public hearing to hear comments and objections to the imposition of maintenance and operation assessments to fund the 23-24 budget. Chuck, do we have in 5A the proof of publication?
Mr. Chair. Good. Excuse me. The meeting is being recorded, so it's very hard for the transcriptions to hear multiple people talking. So while we're going through the agenda, please refrain from making comments, because the transcriptions cannot hear it, please. Thank you so much.
In the public hearing, the motion was made and passed. The public hearing is open. We would look to see if anybody from the public would like to make a comment at this time before we close the public hearing.
We're first going to make sure we have the affidavit of publication and the mail notice, and then I'll open it up for public comments.
Yes.
A and B in your packets, 5A and B. Anybody wish to address the board on the budget? Hearing none, I will close the public
motion. Motion to close.
Yep.
Okay, who's making the motion to close?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Mary. Do I have a second?
Garland, second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Hi, everyone. Just confirming on the record that there were no public comments to be made during the public hearing. Is that correct?
That is correct, Melissa.
Thank you.
Now we can move to consider the budget.
The resolution.
Let's go back to 4. I'll open it. The resolution. Do I have a motion to adopt the resolution at this point?
So made.
Thank you, John. Do I have a second?
I second. Mary
seconds.
Thank
you, Mary. Any further discussion before I call the question? Hearing none, I'll call the question. All supervisors in favor of adopting the resolution for the annual appropriations to adopt the budget for the 2024 fiscal year, authorizing budget amendments and providing for an effective date, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Ken?
Aye.
The record will show that the adoption is unanimous. We will now move on to item 6, presentation of the annual quality assurance audit.
No, item 5.
Oh, wait.
Okay. I missed something. You have one more.
Oh, 5C?
No, item 5 deals with the assessment levying resolution.
Right. Sorry. Yep. 5C, consideration of the resolution 2023-08, making a determination of benefit and imposing special assessments for the fiscal 23-24 year, providing for collection and enforcement of special assessments, including but not limited to penalties and interest, certifying the tax assessment roll, providing for amendments to the assessment roll, providing a severability clause and providing an effective date, all as same for each of the past years. I will open it up and request a motion to adopt resolution 2023-08.
I think that first we'll need to do is open up the public hearing, because this is a separate public hearing.
Separate. Not yet. I thought we did it all at once. No. We didn't. Okay. Then we'll open it up.
Yes. I need a motion to do that.
Yes.
Garland makes a motion. Garland seconds it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Tar.
All right. Any public comments? None. We're going to close.
Motion to close.
Yep. Motion to close.
I make the motion.
Thank you. Second.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Tar.
Unanimous. Now we can move to consideration and adoption of the resolution 23-08, which I previously identified. I'll open it up for board discussion, if any, otherwise a motion to approve.
Can I have a quick question? It probably was under the last thing, but just I was just curious. I've never seen before that we put in the letters to basically the homeowners and the club and whatnot, but there's two homeowners in here that we put letters. Do we usually include that? I haven't really.
We do, just to show the type of notice that went out and what the contents were.
Right. Well, it was interesting because the two homeowner ones that were sent out have doubled up.
There are a couple examples in there that are kind of misleading because they're for two EAUs.
Thank you. That's
There's
all.
Also another
That's
one.
What I was thinking.
There is also a separate one in there, though, that is for a single EAU.
Right. Okay. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
Yeah, Robert, comment?
Go ahead, Ken.
This issue, Chuck, of putting individual names on the sample letter, we had discussed this in the past, and we had decided that the staff would try to redact the names to not to highlight one or two individuals. So I would request again for next year that we try to redact the names if possible.
Chuck, is there any legal requirement that the name and address be?
There is no requirement. However, it is all public record, and I think you'll note that the Exhibit B that we attached to this resolution is the full listing of all of the folio numbers with the actual owners. So whether it's in the notice or if it's on the lien roll, it's all public record.
Okay, I have a question about that. I don't remember ever having all the homeowners' names and addresses printed out like that. Yeah. What changed? Why did we do that?
No, we've always done that. That is an exhibit. It's a required exhibit to the levying resolution because that's what the levying resolution does. It takes the assessment levels in the budget you just adopted and authorizes the levy of those assessment levels, and we have to identify what folios or property owners we are actually levying these assessments against. So it's a requirement.
It's all public record.
We get those records from the property appraiser's website.
Okay.
Or property appraiser themselves in a report each year.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
We have a motion and a second. Chuck?
I don't have a motion yet.
I'm still looking for a motion.
Garland makes a motion.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, gentlemen. Do we have any further discussion? Hearing none, call a question. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Ken?
Aye.
The motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Budget is adopted. Item 6, presentation of the annual quality assurance audit for Lake Maintenance. Who's presenting that?
I'll do that, sir.
Thank you.
I know there was some concern this time, so I'll just direct your attention to page 2 of the memorandum. About halfway down that page, I'd like to bring to your attention the lakes that were out of compliance during the inspection. This is an issue that myself and the district managers have been going back and forth with for some time in solitude, and I believe we are drafting the termination notice. Did that go?
The termination notice is queued up to go out August the 28th, I believe. It's already been, as directed by the board and approved by the board at your last meeting, it's already been reviewed. By Alyssa, and it's just ready to, it's queued up, ready to go out the door. We have a pre-bid meeting scheduled the end of August.
Correct.
Required pre-bid, and then our, I didn't bring that with me. I think it's in here under another tab.
I think, thanks. I think I speak for the board when I say this is unacceptable to have this many lakes out of compliance. And I am not blaming staff, I'm blaming Solitude. When they were, when our local contractor was bought up and they lost their staff and they started acting like big corporate operators rather than local, environmentally sensitive and responsible neighbors, this is the result. And for those who are not familiar, pride ourselves on the quality of the water in our ponds. And the board is going to take immediate steps to rectify what we consider to be a serious decline in the quality of the health of certain of the ponds.
And we're,
as you've heard, we're teeing up the termination of the existing contract with Solitude, which succeeded to the local vendor. And we are going to put out for bid, as we are required to, for a new contractor. And I want everybody to know that we are going to be like white on rice to get this done properly and quickly so that we can restore the health of these ponds. I'm not used to seeing more than four or five ponds being on this list, so I'm, to say I'm upset is probably an understatement. I know, I think I speak for my colleagues.
And it's going to take some time to rectify the issues because of all the invasive weeds and the seeding of those on your lake banks and in your, mixed in with your littorals. It's going to take time. So we are holding back funds to Solitude because we're going to need it in an initial cleanup. I mean, I've got a client that's just for comparison down in Marco, and I have been on them since June. I understand the water levels are really low, and it gets harder. And we're in a severe drought this year. It does make it harder to maintain, but the neglect has been so out of control down there. We're going to have to come up with like $20,000 just in startup alone to try to clean up the issues that they have created.
Well, I just want this to be very high on your radar, Cleo, and so we can get this contracting issue done. Are we holding back payment to Solitude for their neglect? How much?
When did you put us? You had corporate put a stop.
I believe it was in May. Was when you told them to stop.
May or June?
May or June. Yeah. I'll have to look at the email.
Okay. Do we know how much you're holding back?
It's their monthly.
$1.95 divided by 12 months gives you what? So $200K divided by 12 months is to get.
Okay. Before you move on, sorry, and Cleo was absolutely right, the neglect on the littorals, but there was actually also damage that was conducted. If you flip the page where the Lake 52 is at, I would like to just draw your attention. This was your littoral shelf at the time of the inspection, and as myself and Chuck and Cleo are fully aware, you'll see on these pictures, there is no littoral shelf. And last year, there was a nice, thick ribbon of littorals around this lake.
Yeah, what so did your notes say? They were over-treated or something?
Yes, ma'am. I did put that in the notes in the field inspection. So.
Well, what happens is, you got to be very careful with selective chemical treatments when you're trying to treat torpedo grasses that's growing up into your actual littorals. And apparently, their technician was not using due care like he should have been when he sprayed out all the weeds. Now, a lot of this, I have no doubt, is going to come back. But we need water. we need water. So,
I just have one comment, or maybe I guess it's a question. I didn't hear about this problem with Solitude until our June meeting. And we have over 30 lakes that are out of compliance. So I don't think this happened. I mean, this has been going an ongoing problem. I think that we should have been made aware of it sooner.
Well, the lake audits when we look at every single lake. Mm-hmm. So up until this point, we have been going back and forth on individual lakes. Mm-hmm. We're a homeowner is called, or we've observed something while we've been on property, and we've addressed those individual lakes. But this is the systematic inspection of your entire system. And that's why we were able to identify all of these lakes.
And when was this done?
It's in the middle of the actual week, so I'm going to put that off the top of my head.
June 5th and June 12th.
There you go.
We have had discussions with this board on the fact that the contractors, individuals that we have had on this site for a couple of decades, left. So we knew that something was going to start. We knew things were going to start changing.
That answers my question, because if the inspection was done in June,
then that makes sense. Yeah. Why we heard about it in June.
We couldn't really take formal action until after the action inspection.
I get it.
This was on our radar, I think, as early as March or April.
I wanted to say February. I think it's the first time I think Leo came to you and said there's been a change in quality of care in the community.
Okay. I'm just surprised that there was so many.
And I specifically remember Cleo telling us that some of the local people that we have been working with have left Solitude.
Yeah,
and started
their
own
company.
Yeah,
that
started
their
own company.
Flag that got us to look at this more closely. But clearly we couldn't take formal action without exposing ourselves. Until after the formal inspection. So.
Question, for comparison purposes, do we know how many lakes were out of compliance a year ago when we did the full inspection?
Yes, sir. You know what?
Not very many.
No, it was 3 or 4. And that's a great point. I think moving forward, I'll add the last inspection to the new inspection just as a comparison.
Okay, so we've gone from 3 or 4 to over 30 and more.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yes,
the other question I have is, and maybe Cleo was alluding to it, how much of this is attributable, do you think, to the drought and the climate between last year and this year? Because it seems like this is an unusual year.
Yes.
A lot of it is. But it's,
because your lake banks are being so exposed from the winter on, you have had no... Your lake banks are wide open. So seeding, yes. But I think they could have done a much better effort. I mean, I have never in my career seen it this bad with a lake contractor. And I went through a lake contractor a few years back with Pelican Landing in the Colony up the street from you guys up there in Bonita. And I thought they messed up. Oh.
But to try to learn from the experience going forward, even if we're going to get another contractor in, is there some process we should have to say that based on weather conditions, we need to get maybe more involved and be more proactive in terms of making sure that more remediation is done than would, say, be normal?
I think...
They do pay a manager to do that.
Right.
I mean,
we have an area manager that we speak to, myself or Cleo speak to weekly.
You know, they're required to be here every week. There's numerous techs, so they all have their own section of property to take care of. Solitude is just, I honestly think they're going to be pulling out. Everybody's getting rid of them.
Yes.
They're losing a ton of business in Southwest Florida.
And a lot of their technicians, their licensed technicians, have left, and they're hiring folks that are not licensed.
So how do we know the ones we're going to go to now will be equipped to do the job?
We have to put it out for
bid. Right.
It goes out to still
the selection of who we're putting it out to.
We just advertised... has to be advertised in the paper because of the cost. I have two contractors that we work with. It's not our previous group, other than one, with the one company, but we have both of those contractors now on different sites as we unloading from Solitude. Our contractor that when we talked about this at the last meeting, because of their agreement with Solitude, they are not allowed to bid anything in this county until the end of next year. I think it's September of next year.
John, it'll be a requirement for qualified that they have licensed technicians, among other things.
They have to have licensed technicians. You don't hire anybody without that. That's just...
But the problem I have is, you know, when they send an unlicensed... You don't know it.
Right.
That's the problem.
Then I'm not going to say they do. I don't know that. I don't know that they
don't
send it unlicensed. I just think they're getting these people out there that they're just new. They don't have the experience.
All right. So we are going to bid this out. Will it be available for the board in September?
It's going to be an agenda item. Behind tab 9, the so the bid opening is September the 25th, so it's your October meeting.
It'll be the October meeting.
It's your October meeting for a November 9 start.
Okay.
Nothing happens between now and October.
Between now and October, Solitude has they need to get our lakes cleaned up, and if I have to, we'll bring in another vendor to start doing that.
That's what I was going to ask. Is there any way we can bring in another
sure
vendor, even the one that has a non-compete, if we keep it under a certain amount and not do a full
He can't touch it. Not He cannot touch anything in Lee and Collier County until September of, I believe it's September of next year.
I'm a little concerned that this is going to keep getting worse, and we're going to keep trying to get
Me too.
Water out of the stone, get Solitude to do this, and they're not going to do it.
Yeah, anymore. I can bring in, we can.
And I'm wondering if we should just bite the bullet and get some stuff fixed now.
Cleo, I have a couple of questions, and I'm putting my lawyer hat on. Have we seen the non-compete? Have we asked our lawyer to look at it to see if we can break it?
This is specific to that contractor. They have a lawyer, and their lawyer has instructed them that based on the agreement they came up with, they left Solitude and started their own company.
They started with a non-compete, and they ended with a settlement. So the settlement is agreed to by both parties.
They're not going
to
do it.
They can't touch.
Until September,
unfortunately.
So they had the typical non-compete, and I think there may have been some holes and loopholes in there, but there was enough pressure there from big corporate to these little guys that...
Well, yes, Solitude just
be
a pocket.
So they ended up selling it out.
So they can't compete, but why can't we just hire them as employees? They can't stop them from working.
That's what I mean. I mean, can't we just hire...
Couldn't we just do a short-term supplement?
Yeah, small drops that aren't like a full-blown contract.
Just do a short-term supplemental agreement.
I can just get a proposal from one of the bidders that I know is going to be bidding on this project and have them give me the cost to go in and start doing the initial cleanups where required and deduct that from Solitude.
I think that's something we should.
I think that makes a lot of sense. And if anything, you're going to get some experience with maybe one of the ones that are going to bid anyway.
Well, one of the ones that are going to bid have been doing some work for me out here already.
Well, they can hire.
And they also work for the company that has the non-compete, but they started their own company.
So, Cleo, at least, if nothing else, let's start the groundwork so we can figure out the scope of what we have to do to restore these ponds so that we will be in a position to assess the potential cost outside of what we just passed as our budget, okay, and be prepared to move as quickly as possible. I think alacrity is required with this particular issue. So
we're just going to go ahead and move forward. I'll call the contractor. I'm giving come out here, review, give me a proposal. I'll go over everything with Alyssa so we can.
I was just going to say, make sure you wrap Alyssa in.
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
I have one other quick thing. Yes. Right above the out of compliance lakes was the palm removal. If you remember, the board adopted a policy for how to remove palm trees on lake banks. I apologize for not bringing the photographic evidence. I'll bring that for the next meeting. I will get the board's approval, and then we'll have those trees removed. But those were on lakes 57 and 60, which you guys.
Can we bring the map up?
Yeah. So you can be able to show you. 56 and 70. So 70 is obviously on the east side, down about halfway.
Yeah, it's
to the
right.
Yes, sir, as you come in.
As you come in.
So there's a couple of seeded palms.
That's your John. That's behind your house, I believe.
I thought they took out all the palms.
Yeah, so
that was all done.
Those are gone.
That's all done.
They're gone.
On that side, on the top side there, those are gone.
I saw some during the inspection.
Okay.
I'll bring the pictures. I have a picture.
In the vernacular, it still looks like shit. I'm sorry.
No, that's a technical.
For the record.
For the record, that's a technical description.
Is
that Monte Rosa?
That's Rolio.
Rolio. Okay.
You can kind of see them there on that, what is that, the western side?
Yeah.
So there was a couple of lakes. So again, I'll let the board look at them, and then you'll make your decision if we want to remove them.
not, we won't.
Cool.
So technically, the public is not allowed to address the board during the meeting, but as chairman, I'm waiving that rule. Ronnie, did you want to say something?
Just a question. Is that a CDD expense or an MCA expense?
It's a CDD. If it's within 10 feet of the high water mark, it's a CDD expense. If it's on community property outside the high water mark plus 10 feet, it's the MCA. If you live in a homeowner association community, it becomes their responsibility. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, 10 feet. How many feet?
It's 10 feet from the high water mark, technically. And there are maps, and if you go to our website, if you go to the website, I believe the map shows the demarcation. I haven't looked at it lately.
And the trees are removed as a result. They may cause damage to lake banks. It's not an aesthetic thing. It's a function thing. So.
Well, function can affect aesthetics.
Sure.
As we all know. Conversation I'll never forget.
Shane, excuse me. I have one question on the memo on the first page.
Yes.
It says the following lakes interconnecting pipes were identified during the 2022 inspections. Is that supposed to be 2023?
No, we do. Every year we show how many from the year before you guys
have. Okay, then
I'm totally not
understanding this because it says 2022 and then it says for comparison purposes in the next one it says 2022 included. So those both say 2022.
Where are you?
The one on the top is a typo.
That should be 2023?
It is 2023. There's no date on the top interconnecting pipe.
Yeah, right. It says 2022.
The following lakes interconnecting pipes were identified during the 2022.
That's a typo. That's
that should be 2023.
Yeah. Thank you for catching that. And then the one below it is 2022.
Yeah, believe it or not, I do read through all the lake inspection. Also, I just wanted to say some of these lakes actually in the yellow box on each inventory sheet, it actually includes a little identifier with the lake, which is great. You can do all of them, like lake number 2 doesn't have it, but lake number 1 does. It's super helpful because then I'm not flipping to my map trying to find, or flipping to the list that you provided trying to find. So a lot of them have it, but the ones that don't, if we could add those, that would be great.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll do that.
Future.
Oh, the community names you were referring to?
Yeah, for example, well.
They're all supposed to have that.
Yeah, so they don't all have it. Okay. And even if it's not, like, I mean, for example, Lake
1. There was a time
Lake
when they
1,
were all
it says
labeled.
Golf course irrigation lake. That's helpful. Lake 2, it doesn't say anything. Lake 3 says irrigation fill lake.
Some don't have anything.
Okay.
So that would be great. Thank you.
One comment, Mary Wheeler. Speaking for the record. Can you make the writing a little bit bigger?
On the evaluation sheets?
Yes,
yes,
please.
Thank you. That was Gartland saying thank you.
And this is Willis saying you're welcome.
All right. Anything further from the board on late maintenance quality in the audit? I think we know which way we're headed on that. Right. Item 8. Discussion of the
Robert, I had a question.
Yes, Ken.
Okay. Could you explain Lake 22? It's
that's Ken's Lake.
It's Ken's Lake.
It's not Ken's Lake.
Might as well be.
It's the Medici. It's the Medici. Might as well be. You said you scheduled Lake Bank because it does not meet the standard of drop-off, 8 inches?
The residence side of the shoreline was a steep drop-off, so I put it on to be evaluated for lake bank restoration in 24, yes.
Okay, and what will have to be done to bring it into compliance?
If the board voted to approve that project, then we would have it reshaped with geotubing from what it currently is to a 4-to-1 slope in compliance with the stormwater permit.
As we've done in the past, Ken, as we're actually doing one this month.
And it would also require littoral plantings once the project is complete.
And any damage to the lake bank grass that the Medici HOA maintains would be taken care of, of course.
Any damage that the district's contractor recalls, yes, it would be repaired.
Okay, and just so I understand, and for full disclosure, Mary Wheeler is president of the Medici HOA, and I'm vice president and treasurer. When will the decision be made on if something is going to be done there?
Probably in the fall.
So it'll be in one of our fall meetings. There'll be a list of lake banks that will have to be approved for this.
They were on the report, the memorandum that I provided. I think there were three or four lakes that were identified. And yes, sir, we'll discuss each one. And I'll provide some additional photographing.
Doesn't the board have to decide that these issues that you identified need to be addressed?
Well, we do.
That's the process that we go through here. Right, because these costs are going to exceed the district manager thresholds, aren't they?
Yes.
The board will have to review and approve them.
That's what I'm saying. So can we have an agenda item for September or October?
Whenever we get the proposals, we'll put it on the agenda.
Okay. Does that answer your question, Ken?
Okay.
Mary Wheeler, for the record, I think the drop-off is evident because of the drought. So if we're going to repair them in fall...
We're going to present to the board for approval,
okay.
And then we would actually conduct the repairs probably next dry season.
Next dry season, okay. I just want to make sure that it's not...
Yeah, we're not going to do
okay.
That.
Okay, all right. Okay.
We never do.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Any other questions, comments, concerns from the board? All right, I'm going to move on to number 8. Discussion, consideration of the license agreements for lake fountain operations, maintenance in Monterosa and the MCA. I take it these are the only two places where there are decorative fountains that we don't have a license agreement.
Correct.
Right.
That's correct.
Okay. Bill, do you want to address, you're okay?
Yeah, they already signed theirs. It's here for you to execute.
Okay.
What
about Monterosa?
Monterosa, I sent it over to the president, Mr. Rubright, on August the 2nd, and I haven't heard back from him yet.
Okay. Would you mind following up so we can get it on the next?
Alyssa? She said, yes, I've had discussions with Daniel Farisi on their behalf, and she's taking it to the board, so hopefully we'll hear back from them soon.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Does any board want to weigh in on this at all? Just move on. All right. Item 9, consideration of the RFP notice and evaluation criteria for maintenance of water management areas, aquatic and wetland management. That is tab 9 in your package.
So included in here is, again, this is the notice to contractors that goes that will be advertised. I'm pretty sure Daphne already has. I sent it to her a while back. In regards to bid opening, as well as the required mandatory pre-bid conference meeting. And behind that is this evaluation criteria is actually something, this would be an Alyssa item. I have never done an evaluation criteria on lake and wetland maintenance or landscape contracts. Only on, I think we've used them on your engineering and accounting for your audit. So Alyssa's going to need to explain to you why this is necessary.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. And I think part of the determination here, and I recall with your lake and wetlands last time, they were right on the cusp of needing to do the sealed bid, and they ultimately came down to the $105,000, which is the threshold. So here, given that everything, prices and everything have been increasing, and that we were right on the threshold with the last bid, that's why we're needing to step up and do the full sealed bid Florida statute requirements, which do require having some sort of evaluation criteria that is adopted by the board, so you can ensure that you are going through an appropriate procurement process and demonstrating in the record how you evaluate it. So this is our standard form of evaluation criteria. You are not required to go with the lowest bidder necessarily. You just need to go with the lowest responsive and responsible bidder. So that is what this is designed to be
Yes, it's a 1 year with a second year option, and just additional information on that. The reason why this board did a 3 year tie-in with Solitude at $1.95 is because of who the staff was with the company. That's all changed now. So I took it back to a 1 year, second year option to renewal. But even with that in our contract, the board still has an out of 30 days if they want to.
So if we don't want to renew for a second year?
You don't have to. We'll just go back out this little bit.
Correct. And then you do have a 30-day termination at any point. You'll just need to make sure you have time to go back through the bid process to get someone else in touch.
Right. You know, I just thought of that because of the other. This is Garland. I thought of that just because you said the other company is in a year or so should be coming on, and if we decide we want to switch, we want the ability to do that.
Anybody else?
Yeah.
Alyssa, why don't we have something in here that scores them on compliance with local, state, and national chemical or pesticide or environmental regulations, and whether they're eco-friendly or not? Why don't we add that as a criteria?
We could add that. We just need to make sure that we detail in the request for proposals for them to provide documentation on that component as well.
Well, I would rather have a company that uses something that's not going to be poisonous to dogs and ducks and bears.
Oh, yeah. They have to go by specific criteria with their companies.
State EPA registered chemicals. Within those rates. They're already required to do that.
So yeah, it's they're required.
You're telling me it's not an issue?
No, it's not.
It's a contract.
And really, as I look at this criteria, 5 of the 6 are somewhat subjective.
Yeah.
And the one that she's really protecting you against is how you evaluate the price. Okay. So.
All right.
Robert, question?
Yes, Ken.
Who is going to be awarding the points? Because I remember when we were changing auditors, we had to vote individually. So how is this point thing going to be affected?
Each one of you are going to receive that criteria sheet that's contained in your agenda package, and each one of you will fill that out accordingly.
Well, that means I got to receive all the sealed bids, too?
Yes.
Yeah, and then we'll tabulate.
Or
the results.
Well, can't we ask staff just to circulate the top 3 if there are more than 3?
No, you got to do them.
Listen,
all.
Do we have to look at all of them?
You're going to have to do them all.
All? Okay.
Got to be fair to everybody.
All right.
You're going to approve this.
All right. And this will be probably in October.
Yes.
Leo, because of the time needed to...
Your bid opening's the 25th.
It is October, and it looks like everything's going to land for October.
I did that by design.
It's going to be a long meeting. Just telling you now. Bring
no,
your lunch.
No, why would it be long?
We're going to do the nature trail, too. It could be a long meeting. Don't make plans.
I got to cancel that doctor's appointment.
Yes. You have 2 months to do it. Alright. Item 10. We don't need a formal motion for the board on that, do we?
No.
No. Unless they had any changes they wanted to make, and it doesn't sound like you
did. We'll just see what the staff can proceed. Okay. Acceptance of the unaudited financial statements for June as of June 30th. Just open it up to the board. Any questions, comments, or concerns? Mary?
No.
John?
No.
Vicki?
No.
Ken?
Hello, John.
Ken, can you hear me?
No, yes, I was unmuted, no.
Thank you.
Thank you for muting.
And I have none.
We're on to number 11.
Number 11. Approval of the June 21st regular meeting minutes. I've already submitted my comments.
I received one edit from Mary.
Okay.
And I apologize. I didn't send anything, and I have a couple edits.
All right. Do you want to go through
small.
Now, Mary? I mean, Vicki, sorry.
It's basically Mary and I being confused, as usual. Is that what you said, Mary?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe they're the same.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Which
page
one?
You on?
I'm on page 10. Supervisor 13th order of business first. Sentence, supervisor request.
323.
Yeah. That should be Garland. About to follow up with Tom Leibel.
Guys, remember to say your name. Say your name.
I know. I keep forgetting. Well, they don't seem to mix the men up.
While we're on that page, line 309, first line item, oh, Marcello, is Marcello. Thank you, Mary.
And then line 342, same thing. It says Wheeler. I think it's supposed to be Garland. About the fire safe.
Got it. Anything else? Approval with those edits? I make the motion.
Thank you.
Second. Gartland seconds.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Ken?
Aye, Tar.
Thank you. Minutes have been approved. Staff reports. Alyssa, do you have anything to the board?
That is further available to answer any questions, Jeff.
Thank you. Andy?
Yes, sir.
Chuck?
Nothing additional. Next meeting is October 8th.
Yeah, I'll be here. Vicki, will you be here?
Yep.
John, will you be here?
Planning to.
Ken, will you be here for the October 18th meeting?
Oh, yeah, I'll be here for that, definitely.
Mary?
Yes.
Do we have a meeting in September?
No.
No meeting in September.
Okay.
So what will happen, I just realized that, we may have to have a workshop to do the survey. We may have to notice a workshop because I want to get the survey out in September. Okay?
I'm going to be out of town, just FYI, for a second.
Can you dial in or, you know?
Not from Italy.
Oh, sure you can.
No way. Can't do it.
I think maybe we should hold a meeting in Italy.
Vicki,
will you have your email at least?
I think so.
Because we'll send you through your comments.
All right, September 18th through like October.
Well, I don't know when it'll be.
Somewhere in there, I'm
I got to figure out when it'll be ready to circulate. When are you leaving?
18th, September 18th.
I'll try and get it out before then, okay, to the board.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yep.
Okay.
Now, how does the workshop work? Do we need to come back?
We notice it. No, we don't even need it. We can do a quorum, but
you don't need a quorum.
It's just a workshop.
Action. It's a workshop. No,
it's a workshop.
No.
No action can be taken.
Take
okay.
All right.
So we can do it via phone. Okay.
Now the board has already approved the survey, so what we're doing is just tweaking it.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Anything from you, Cleo?
I don't have anything to add.
All right.
Yes, sir. One quick thing. The late kickoff number six, where the riprap was redone behind the homes.
Yes.
If you'll recall. So there was some turf damage and some damage to the home. You saw it behind the homes there. So Blue Landscaping is going to provide a proposal. I've been asking for it for a number of weeks, but apparently they're having some issues with the sod farm. But I talked to Rogelio yesterday, and he said he's expecting it in May. So that should take place soon. So in case you get questions on it.
All right.
And late 22, just a follow up, I'm still waiting on Centron's schedule to get those minor repairs completed.
Okay. Key activity dates, anybody have anything they want to discuss? It's tab. It's your D in your staff reports. Anybody have anything? Behind the pink is the list of communities and lakes that we asked you to put in. Thank you, staff, for doing that. Item 10-13, the action agenda item is completed. I don't personally see anything. Does anybody have anything they want to move? The license agreement?
The license agreement's been prepared.
Yeah, but it hasn't been signed. So it's ongoing, I guess.
The license agreement with the MCA is in the package for the chairman's signature this morning.
But Monterosa, we're still waiting for
it. Right, Monterosa is ongoing.
So I don't think we should use that until next until October. What about number 13? Revisions to the proposal. Is that proposal piece and survey? What is that?
That's for your nature trail.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all done.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's all done.
Yeah, we can put that out that done now.
And the defective nurse work 13, 14, 15, and I think 16. Didn't the homeowner sign?
Oh, no, that's Monroe's up to the board.
Oh,
that's the one that I sent it over to the board president. We're just waiting to.
I would say owners, that's why.
Yeah, I would take 16 off since it's already covered.
Yeah, it's covered.
All right,
so 13 through 16.
15 can stay because we did issue the defective work notice, but we have not issued a termination. Okay. So I think we should leave that alone.
Agreed. All
right. But why don't you just add?
Yeah, but it's already
updated.
Termination of.
Yeah, that's going out next week, so. Okay. It's already teed up and ready to go in the mail.
All right. And did we not agree completed items for within 6 months are going to be removed?
Time to purge.
Yeah, yep. Time to purge that last list, please.
You know, does anybody look at this besides me before our meetings? Probably not.
My house has been purged since you were looking at it.
Wow.
Step right into that.
Item 14, there's no old business as far as I know. Item 15, supervisor request. Mary, anything?
Nope.
None. Vicki?
Yeah, I have a request. Did we ever receive anything from the board in writing about after you presented to them about the nature trail? Did we get anything from the club board about their position on the nature trail?
Nothing in writing.
And you presented to them nothing in writing?
I talked to the president of the board.
Okay, and the MCA, you sent us...
I told you what... You saw Bill's letter, right?
And that was...
I think the board's decision was based on misinformation, but we can revisit it with that.
Okay, so...
It's all right.
So we don't have really any support so far for the trail.
The club did not take a position. They thought it would be... Vince thought it would be nice, but he wanted to know if we could build a golf course in there.
Okay.
And I told them by law we can't. So it was an informal discussion. So the answer to your question is the MCA so far is not, even though it has no cost impact for them, so I don't get it. As I said, I think there were a couple of people who were uninformed and loud, Vicki.
Okay.
And I hope we'll be able to convince them. Anything else? Ken?
Yes. Two things. I received an email from an owner in Cortillo on Lake 15 about an invasion of biting midges. And his landscaper told him that CBD's being spray solve the problem. I wrote back and I said, I have never heard of this. Upon researching it, I thought that Collier County Mosquito Control takes care of midges, but they don't, because killing midges and midge larvae is very different than mosquitoes. And I sent an email to our team, our A team, if any district was doing anything in this regard. And let me say that according to what I learned, that these biting midges can get through pool screen enclosures unless you have very, very fine mesh. I think the houses in Cortillo are open. They don't generally have any type of screening. So obviously, people there could be more susceptible, but Shane, I gather, and Cleo have a client who is treating their lakes, and he was going to distribute some material and talk about this today.
Yes, sir. So, and I sent you the email with those proposals that we used up in Sarasota National.
Yeah, did you hand it out to the board?
Yes, I did. Yes, they have them in front of them. So, a couple of things we've also learned with the midge flies, they're attracted to white light. So, sometimes homeowners can make those adjustments as well to make their homes less attractive to the midge flies.
Doing what? I'm sorry.
They're attracted to white
to
light.
White lights.
So if you have a lot of white light in your landscaping, that will attract the midge flies. But it should be stated up front, this is Florida, and these are insects, and they are part of Florida. So that's number one. Not dismissing the concerns, just putting that up front. In front of you, there's two proposals that Sarasota National have used in the past 6 months. One is a larvicide. It's not a chemical. It's a parasite that they put into the water column that infects the larva of the midge fly and kills it. There's no environmental damage. It's actually a very eco-friendly treatment. It is expensive, as you can see. That lake that's in that proposal is Lake 56. It's about 49 acres, which is about double your largest lake. So,
how many acres is that lake? Since this is specifically the one we're talking about.
Yeah, there you go. So that one's 1.3 acres.
Yeah, it's very small.
So it's very small. So the cost would probably, be far less than what you see in front of you. The other treatment that they've done out there is they're going to conduct fish stocking, usually catfish that they put into the lake that eat the larva. Yes, sir.
Is this a leaf size season?
Yeah.
They are. There's two breeding times of the year, just like the king toads. Around the same time the king toads breed, the midge flies.
And they last for just a few days before they die.
Their life cycle is 30 days.
There you go. And just remember, if you do decide to get caught up on this, as an example with our client up in Sarasota, word gets out.
You're going to have to do You're going to have to do 78 lakes.
That's it. If the midge flies, they don't cause infection. That's why mosquito control does not handle midge flies.
I don't know how the board feels. I'm not inclined to do anything based on the facts that we have right now.
Yeah, all of this is really created by one homeowner. We've not had multiple homeowners complaining.
I have not received a single phone call on this.
Ken, why don't you send Shane the name of the homeowner, and we will ask Shane to have a conversation with the homeowner to see what the extent of the problem is and perhaps offer some personal litigation that they can undertake.
I have a question on it. Mary Wheeler, for the record. How does a homeowner know whether it's midge flies or no-see-ums?
No-see-ums.
No-see-ums. Mary, no-see-ums are the finding midge flies.
Oh, no-see-ums are midge flies.
No, two totally different things.
Midge flies don't bite.
Oh, they don't?
No. The midge flies are a nuisance around your home because they usually step on the wall, and then that attracts the
moths. They like the light.
That attracts the spiders. The spiders put up the webs, and it's a mess. The no-see-ums are the ones that actually bite you.
Okay. You'll definitely know real quick. In your ankles.
Those are the ones that get
you. Okay. And they're often confused. You can't see either.
So, Ken, get Shane the information. Let Shane talk with the homeowner.
Yeah,
and if it's still
I'm not there. Yeah, I'm not there. I have no idea what these things are, what's going on. So
we get them where we
I passed it on to our staff. And it's an interesting issue, but I don't know. I never heard anybody else complain about it.
Okay. We understand, and we're going to deal with it.
And that's the only client that we do, right?
That is it, and I wish I could reverse it.
Yeah.
All right. Item 16, I'll open it up for public comments again if either of you two ladies would like to address the board again.
Just a quick one. I want to formally apologize to you for saying that you slipped it under. But I also want to say that, not on purpose, but your email came out in the untimely time that nobody's here. So it's a little bit like seasoning a steak and nobody's at the table to eat it. You're peppering the well, just I get
I
it. You're excited about it. Let me finish.
I hear what you're saying, but we are here all year, and
but that's when you sent it out.
We Yes, we sent it out. That's right. Just the way we send out the assessment notice.
Came from.
It did, but it was in the assessment notice.
Okay. Now, if you could, I could swear, but I could be wrong. You say it's only $650,000 at this time.
I'm telling you that the first phase.
But your email that came out, I thought it was like 9:30 in your email. I'd like to see that. But regardless if it was 6:30, it's in three parts. That's the first part.
And you never have to do anything more than the first part.
And your board will not even be around for the third part.
Sorry.
You said it would be a new board voting on the third part.
There could be a new board voting on the first
right,
part.
Right, right, right. So we would effectively spend this money, which is really only about $1,000 per house. And if it's only $1,000 a house, why would I hear from somebody else that we could always borrow the money, if that's all it is?
You're hearing it from gossip.
No, no.
You didn't hear it from me.
I heard it from another board member.
Well, there's a lot of misinformation running around. Okay. I don't think it's anybody who's sitting at this table.
No, it's not somebody sitting at this table.
Okay.
Well, anyway.
Obviously.
There would be, I'm just saying, I'd like to see that email. That wasn't it. It was a beautiful thing, talking about lush foliage and a beautiful hammock, exquisite, and that drawing. They go back.
The drawing.
Yeah, of how it would
go.
And that's phase one, phase two, and there is phase one,
right.
Phase two,
right.
And phase three. It doesn't quite go to the end. So it's about a mile and a half, then you've got to walk back.
No, the original plan.
Which is not that.
That's right. The original plan was to run it from Colusa to Celestia. Okay? So there'd be two entrances, two exits.
That's not what that is.
And the cost was prohibitive. So we scrapped that idea of doing it at once. And the idea that we came up with is let us build phase. And the only thing I want to fund is phase one. I want to do the 600 feet. And the board is focusing on that. We want, you see the circle up there?
Mm-hmm.
In the gray?
Yep.
It would terminate there. Mm-hmm. I believe that's the first 600 feet.
Okay.
Okay? And if the community took to it and enjoyed it, just like with the bocce, then the future boards can consider extending.
Not like the bocce. What we did with bocce is we built it on the tennis court to see if there was any need for it.
Well, there's no way to do that.
Well, exactly. So you just have to do it. Like
correct.
The pizza kitchen or the grill, or the fire pit.
If the community supports this, okay, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, we don't need to borrow money. We won't borrow money.
We'll just assess it.
And the assessment, okay, based on current projections, would be less than two meals out with two bottles of good wine. In each
it's $1,000 a person.
It's going to be less.
Your meals are very expensive.
No. But it'll be less. Again, I'm not speaking with precision, but I am fairly certain it will be less than $1,000.
Can you scroll up to the money that you put in that?
I don't know if we did.
Yeah, okay. Oh, you did. That's where I got the $930-something thousand.
Well, phase one and phase two would be $1.2 million.
No, that's not what I...
That is the correct number.
So phase three then...
Phase three has no numbers.
Okay, then I must have been reading somebody else's email that showed it to me.
Maybe you did, but I can tell you authoritatively, it's 600, 600 or 620 for the first, or 620 for the second. It's 600, if I recall.
It was an actual listing. I have an email too.
Okay. Well, it's possible they sent out the wrong number then.
The whole thing total to just under $4 million.
It's
over
wrong.
Four, over
that,
four
I can tell you, if that's what's driving all the negativity.
Well, that's part of it. Part of it is charging through preserve, and part of it is all the things that you don't think about needing that you will. The water, the ambulance, the bears.
You don't need an ambulance.
Okay, so
we're not buying an ambulance.
I would never suggest
that. There is not a preserve walk in the world as an ambulance.
Okay. And
right.
Water? We
what
have
water.
Because you're going a mile and a half.
You bring your own water.
Okay, well, that's what you should tell everybody walking in the circle that uses
John
water.
John Henry speaking for the record. I don't think it's productive at this stage.
You're right.
To go to a debate on the costs and the benefits of doing this. I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, any of the board members think I'm wrong, I believe what we all agreed to was we were going to put out a survey. And the survey was going to be very clear in terms of phase one, phase two, cost of each of them and what were perceived to be the how it was going to be constructed and why the board thinks it might be a good amenity to have within the community.
I've been there when...
Pending the results coming back, the board would then make a decision, of which I believe the survey would be an important part of the decision. I'm not saying it'd be the final aspect of it, but it would be an important consideration. I know for this board member, it's going to be the major consideration. So we're not there yet. And I think that all the comments we've received today are great. But rather than debate it now, maybe we should get the survey done, issue it, and see what the community says.
One thing, the wording of the survey. I was at the meeting when Carmen proposed all the things we're going to do in this phase where it costs nothing, or this phase that costs a huge amount, so we can come out with this in the middle. The way it was proposed was, okay, that's kind of cheesy, that's kind of crazy. So what they really wanted was the middle, which is what they got. So what they did was they presented it in such a way that people are like, oh, that's crappy, why bother? Oh, that's ridiculous, so let's come to the middle point. When you send this survey, is it going to include words like luscious, gorgeous, green foliage, and hammocks, and all of those words? Because that's what was in yours.
No.
Well, that was just an education piece.
Yeah, peppered the steak, and nobody was there to eat it.
Look, it will be an honest... It will ask honest questions and seek honest, informed responses.
And will you put in the cost of the maintenance of it? The projected maintenance.
You will.
And the obvious always increase of at least 20%.
Well, there's another important aspect of that, and I believe that the whole project was on the basis that the MCA was going to take responsibility for the maintenance.
Yeah, they don't want that.
So they're going to have to approve that, I think.
Right. Okay. So we are now going to price it with us maintaining it.
Well, at the end of the day, whoever's maintaining and pricing it, it's still coming out of the same pocketbooks of people that pay the dues.
Right. It's left pocket, right pocket.
Exactly. It's the same money.
There are three stakeholders here. Uh-huh. The club, the MCA, and the CDD. Two of them are profligate. One is not. And you are in that room right now. We don't waste money.
Okay.
We don't build pizza kitchens without air conditioning.
Well, okay. Those are unintended consequences.
I'm sorry. I've had the same...
You used to be on the MCA board, weren't you?
We had no debt when I was on the MCA board.
Okay.
Okay.
I was on it as well. There was no debt.
There was no debt. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have a different administration with different ideas. That's the way it works. Right. If you don't like it, vote them out.
Yeah.
If you don't like what we're doing... You know, somebody should run for the board.
Okay. Right.
If they want to take on the responsibility of being a state officer and do the financial filings, be subject to the Sunshine Act and everything else, run for the board.
Right.
The four of us here plus Ken, we were willing to take on that responsibility. We've done our homework. We realize we are stewards. We realize we have taxing authority. And I don't have to listen to a survey when I vote.
Right.
I'm going to listen to that survey, but it is not going to be the only determinant.
Right.
Okay? I have a fiduciary responsibility, and I'm going to exercise it. This is representative government. I've heard you. I'd like to sit with you and talk.
I know it's your baby, and you love it. So
well, but if it's going to be born deformed, I'm not going to do it. Okay?
Right.
But I'd like to sit with you and talk. I'd like to convince you that this is the right thing to do, and it could be done prudently, safely, and financially responsibly. And
we're getting into the subject mode now.
Let's grab that. But you know that football field of beautiful grass that we have on the Corso that we can't seem to do anything with?
Of course, from Cortillo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think of something to do there. That's
MCA.
That's the MCA.
Oh, right. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Again, same pocket. Another thing.
Mary Ellen, do you want to say?
Yes, just real quick. Please. When you in the survey, because you answered my question, you're going to have what it's going to cost. Can you also in the survey say what your predictions would be for taking care of the maintenance if MCA is not? Because I think that's a good piece for someone to tell you about their survey. You know, do they want it or not? They need to know what the financial responsibility would be for them.
We will endeavor to do that.
awesome. I just had a real quick question about the lake thing. Can you guys go after the company not doing their job for the 30 lakes, or is it just because it's environmental as well, that's why the lakes are like that?
Well, we haven't paid them since, I believe, the end of May.
Yeah, we're holding back funds, so...
But can you go after them, like, negligence? Like, well, I'm thinking of, like, malpractice, you know, stuff like that.
Here's the thing.
I don't think we want to sue them.
Right, because we just want to lawyers compliance. Instead gotcha. Of taking care of the problem. So I think we withhold funds, we do the proper sue bidding process, we offset the cost with the new company with the withheld funds and take it from there. But I think engaging lawyers for... $20,000 or $30,000
Okay, so it wouldn't be like an astronomical amount.
Exactly.
Okay.
We don't want to
go. Okay. Okay. That is just...
Just want to
good, good, good thought, though.
Yeah.
All right. I'll entertain
and thank you very much for what you guys do. It's great.
Well, thanks for coming to comment.
Yeah. I wish you'd come to more of me. I wish...
Well, so age-wise, you know, for a while there, I didn't have, like, unlimited time to come do stuff because I had children at home. So now that they're gone, I can go. And now I'm on the Porta Vecchio board, so...
Oh.
So,
well, the only thing is opening's coming up here, so you could run for this board, too.
Well, we'll just take it slowly.
All right, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Dartland makes a motion.
Do I have a second?
Wheeler seconds
it. Any discussion? Hearing none, call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We're adjourned.
Time is 10:30.
Thank you again. Thank you for us.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
See you,
Kelly.
Okay.
Bye, Ken.
You're entitled.
I know. I miss you, Ken. Just wanted to know.